Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for giving us part of your day and spending a little time with us. It's very much appreciated. And I hope when you get some time that you'll, maybe even while you're listening, you can go to our website at jbsba.com. Out on what I call the World Wide Web, or what some people call the World Wide Web. I'd prefer to call it the Wild Wild Web because sometimes it seems like that. jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one of the reasons you might want to go there is because you can go back and listen to dozens of archives, probably dozens, that we've of interviews, of visits that we've had with the brilliant Doug Stives, the resident CPA of our Brain Trust, and all the way back to some of the archives where we talked about the importance of understanding financial statements, all that riveting conversation that he and I would have on some of those topics and also some tax issues. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. What do we need to do about 2004 taxes? What's left to do? And what can we do about 2005? Doug, welcome back.
Good morning, and I love that word riveting. I didn't know that I had that anacronym that I could use here.
Those are two words that are rarely put together, aren't they? Riveting CPA.
It sure is. Let me go back to sleep.
Hey, Doug, what are some things that we can do right now to still to affect our 2004 taxes?
Well, that's a very short list, isn't it? Because I remind people all the time is that the time to do your tax planning is before the year end. We get frustrated. At this time of year, Jim, people come into us and say, gee, if I had known I was going to pay that much tax, I would have done something late last year. Well, it's too late. You can't run out and buy a new SUV at this point and do anything on your 2004 or anything like that. With one exception is if you do have your own business, and even if you don't have a retirement plan, there's still time to set one up prior to the filing of your tax return. Depends on the type of structure your business is, whether you're a corporation or an LLC or sole proprietorship or whatever, and there are all kinds of restrictions, but just say for example, you're a self-employed realtor. That's all you have is just you get your real estate income and you deducting your car and your listing fees and your commissions and all those things that you pay out, your cell phone and so forth. You come down to a bottom line profit as just a sole proprietor, self-employed realtor, or whatever you might be. You can take 20% of that profit and throw it into something called a SEP IRA. There are all kinds of other retirement plans, Jim, but I mentioned the SEP IRA because that's virtually the only one that you can set up after the fact.
Right. Other than an IRA.
That's right. I mean, the plain, simple $3,000 a year IRA, a lot of people can't do that because they're covered by another pension plan, but
right.
you can still do the IRA up until your April 15th, but you also can, if you're self-employed, do the SEP IRA under most circumstances.
What if you have a Sub S or an LLC?
Okay, if you have an S corporation and if you're the only employee, an S corporation, you would have had to set up the retirement plan prior to January 1st of this year. So you had to do it sometime during.
So it's too late if you're an S corp to do a SEP plan for 2004.
Or a C corp is what I was groping for a minute ago.
Okay.
Any corporate employee, it's really too late to do anything at this point.
All right. What about an LLC?
An LLC, if you want to, there in most cases you could set up one of these SEP IRAs that I mentioned a few minutes ago. I'm hesitating a little bit because if you have employees or partners that don't want to do it, then you're stuck again. So,
right,
you've got to look at it. But you know, there are 3 weeks left before April 15th, and I'll throw one other zinger out. If people say, well, gee, I'd like to reduce my taxes, I'd like to put money in a retirement plan, but I just don't have the cash flow right now. Well, the solution to that one is put your tax return on extension, because
right.
if you extend your tax return out till August 15th, you also extend the funding period for your retirement plan contribution.
If you have a plan that qualifies for 2004, other than an IRA, you can extend it with a due date.
That's exactly right. The regular IRA, not a SEP IRA, but a regular IRA is the exception. You can't ever get an extension to fund that for the prior year.
You know,
beyond April 15th.
We talk about these programs a lot with you and with other tax experts that we have, financial planners that we have. And the one thing that I think my audience probably gets most, even though you guys do a great job of explaining them, there's so many different flavors of these things. How do we keep all of them organized? Is there any way to keep all of them organized so that we understand it? And I'm going to let you answer that when we come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to let him think about that answer, folks, because it's probably going to take all of his brain power over the next couple of minutes to come up with. Well, he may already have a really cool explanation, but he probably does. So we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Chicago to take us out. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with us. Doug Stubbs is our guest. He's the resident CPA of our Brain Trust. He's with his company is called the Kirchen Company. It's a CPA firm in beautiful downtown Red Bank, New Jersey. That's the words that the Chamber of Commerce told me to use, Doug.
Sunny.
Sunny downtown Red Bank, New Jersey. Over by the shore, right?
Yes, we're a couple of miles in from the lovely Atlantic Ocean.
A lot of cool sailing. I got to come up there and go sailing with you one of these days.
Well, that's our favorite game in the summer, Jim.
I know it. I got to come up there and do that. We'll have to work that out this year. I think maybe this might be the year, Doug.
This will be the year because when gasoline prices hit about $4 a gallon, the stink pots are going to be parked, let me tell you.
I know what you mean. Doug, as we went to the break, I was talking about how do we sort all this out? Should we even try? Or should we just say, look, I need some help finding it? Obviously, we need to find a professional, a CPA, and somebody to help us with our finances. But is there any way for us to kind of understand what we need in terms of a retirement program?
I certainly would not try to do it on your own. If you're just going to do the $3,000 IRA, or if you and or your spouse are over 50 years old, you can do $3,500 for 2004. You know, that's pretty basic. You go into a bank or a brokerage house and you give them the money and decide what you want to invest it in. But anything beyond that, we talked before the break about SEP IRAs, or if we get into KEO plans, or if you have a corporation qualified plan, I really caution people to at very least shop around. You know, you go into a bank and you talk to them about it and they shove you in the corner with somebody that is supposedly a financial planning type. In too many cases, Jim, they're selling a product that is generating the biggest commission out there. So
right.
I do encourage people to shop. If you're in something and you think it's a bum deal, well, get out of it and roll it over to another retirement plan. That's very easy to do now. You can virtually roll any money from one retirement plan to any other type of retirement plan. They've taken down most of the restrictions.
Well, there are a lot of options. The good news, ladies and gentlemen, is there are a lot of – well, let me say this. The bad news is there are many things for you to have to weed through and decide what you need. The good news is – today, there's some kind of a retirement program for just about everybody for small business owners, and I'm really glad that we've got all these choices. So just be glad you got the choices. Find a professional to help you understand this, but also do it in advance. And if you missed anything for 2004, it's absolutely the right time to plan for 2005. And, Doug, I want to get into 2005 planning in a minute, but before we do, is there anything else we can do to affect 2004 taxes?
Not much, to be very blunt with you. I mean, you know, people say, oh, I should have done this or could have done that. You know, other than if you've already done your return and you're unhappy with it, you can always go back and amend that return within 3 years. If, for example, you or whoever did the return didn't realize you could take faster depreciation on the acquisition of a new business vehicle or something along those lines, Jim. But that's not something that you can change other than by just the way you're going to report something like that on your tax return.
Right. And by the way, folks, hopefully you either filed an extension for your corporate return back on March 15th. And, of course, April 15th is coming up. And, Doug, you and I are strong proponents of the wonderful extension, aren't we?
Oh, we've done probably 50 or 60 of them here in the office already, and we'll do another 100 or 150 before April 15th. And I say this very plainly, and you've heard it 100 times, Jim, is that I extend my own tax return. And if I thought for a minute that an extension were going to increase my audit probability, I simply wouldn't do it. I am thoroughly convinced that it does not increase your audit probability. In fact, I think it reduces your probability of coming under the microscope, Jim.
Right. Doug, what are some things that you've seen, obviously without names, what are some nightmares that you've seen that were preventable that we could learn from?
Well, people getting themselves into alternative minimum tax. You know, it just was in one of my partner's offices before I picked up with you this morning, Jim, and she's going to meet with somebody this morning who's going to pay $30,000 of alternative minimum tax. Now, I'm not saying we could have avoided that, but I'm saying we might have been able to reduce it if they had come in.
$30,000.
Well, they make lots of money. But
still, that's
they went headlong into a bunch of capital gains that some could have waited until this year, and a large capital gain is one of the half a dozen items that will trigger that rotten, unfair, sneaky AMT that's out there.
Well, it's evil.
And there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it today. You know, we're going to go over their tax return with them this morning, and, gee, Doug, can we reduce the AMT? Nope, too late.
But if they planned it, if they come to you, say, in November or December,
yeah.
and
yeah.
said, you know, this is what we're planning on doing, what should we do, what would you have told them?
Let's sit down and look at the alternatives, and one would have been is maybe take part of the capital gain, take part of the money in 2004, and taken the rest in January of 2005. We would have deferred some of the tax, number one, and knocked out some of that miserable AMT. So,
right.
you know, still, they may have said, well, we see the alternative. We're going to go, just go ahead and pay it, but they wouldn't be shocked like they're going to be this morning when they
Are you seeing more and more of your clients being affected by AMT?
Dramatically, yeah.
It's growing every year, isn't it?
Jim, I probably pushed 100 tax returns off of my desk so far this tax season, and I would bet that 40 of them have AMT. Of course, remember, people are saying, well, how do you get in it? Up here in the Northeast, we pay ridiculous amounts of property taxes, and now my wonderful little state has a reputation of having the highest income tax rate in the country. So when you're paying things like high income taxes to your state and high property taxes, you're just into AMT, and I've got so many people in it, and each year it keeps going up. Because remember, the regular tax rates continue to go down.
Right.
With the tax acts that came in 2001 and again in 2003. But the AMT rate hasn't changed, Jim, since 1986. So it's really a bracket creep type problem.
The alternative minimum tax, folks, if you don't know this, was created to be an alternative to catch people who were taking advantage of large tax loopholes, which were available prior to the Tax Reform Act of 86, and that act basically created AMT, or act maybe it was a little before that, but the bottom line is those benefits that we used to have that the tax was created for, they don't exist anymore, but AMT does, and that's the reason I call it evil. It's 10 till. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Doug Stives. Doug, give us your website, please.
We are Kirchin.com.
CURTCHIN.com.
Folks, try that again. CURCHIN.
I'm sorry. Why did I put the T in there? I know better.
Well, you wanted to upset me at this time of the
morning. No, I was trying to. Well, I thought I'd have a little. I'd add a little flair to our conversation about your website.
And I know that.
I knew I'd get you right up. CURCHIN, Kirchin.com. And, folks, this is not your grandfather's CPA website, so check it out when you get a chance. And Doug, I know something you've always offered, and I really appreciate this. If anybody would like to ask you a tax question, they can contact you from the site, and if you have the time, you'll try to help them with it. And I appreciate
it. Absolutely.
That.
Yep, we're running out of time for 2004, 3 weeks from today, but you got a question, bounce it to me, and you may not hear from me today, but I'll try to get back to you.
You got any TV appearances coming up?
I've got CNBC in a couple of weeks. April the 12th, I think, is the next one.
So many of you folks have seen Doug. You say, hey, I know that guy because you've seen him on some of the channels where they try to get a tax expert. And Doug is many of the network's go-to guys, the AICPA's go-to guy. They put his beautiful face on television, and you just don't get the full effect on radio. But he's a handsome guy. Hey, Doug, let's talk about 2005 tax planning.
Yeah, that's the point, is people say, well, I'm still worried about 2004. No, it's not too early to start thinking of 05. Just a couple of bullets for you, Jim. Number one is we don't, frankly, see much changing. They're not going to fix AMT. They're probably not going to raise the rates. There's some people thinking that they're going to take away the lovely benefit of the top 15% rate applying to corporate dividends and capital gains. I think that's set for 05, but that's just
right.
My own educated speculation. But, you know, what planning can you do? And I'll throw a couple at you. Is if you're in real estate, there's an article right on the front of the New York Times this morning saying that real estate is the dot-coms of this decade. People that were crazed with the dot-coms a decade ago are now running to real estate. Well, if you're in real estate, there's a great tax shelter out there in the tax code known as Section 1031, like-kind exchanges. You can sell a piece of real estate for any amount of profit that you're able to generate, and as long as you follow the rules of Section 1031, you can take all that money and buy another piece of real estate within 6 months and avoid the capital gain completely. And there's nothing else you can do that with, Jim.
Any kind of real estate?
You can take a vacant piece of property and buy an apartment house. You can take an office and buy a strip mall. There's no restriction. Real estate.
Sell one farm and buy another farm.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Yep.
I bet a lot of people didn't know about that.
Well, you can even do it with business assets. We had a construction company that sold a crane, and they wanted to buy a bigger crane, and they didn't want to trade it, so they took the first crane, sold it, escrowed the money in a 1031 exchange with what's called a qualified intermediary, and a couple of months later bought another crane. They avoided paying capital gains.
It's got to be done within 6 months, though.
Well, there's some very strict rules that we won't go into detail. Just make
right.
people aware that's out there. The other thing that's new actually applies to 04. If you're in a state where there's no income tax, like Florida, for example.
Tennessee, I think, too.
Tennessee is the other one on the East Coast. You've got it. Is you can, where you're not paying income tax on your 04 return and continuing for 05, deduct your sales tax that you pay.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've had some people even here in New Jersey where they went out and one guy went out and bought two cars last year, paid thousands of dollars of sales tax. We deducted that on his return for 04 instead of the income tax. It's an either-or, Jim, but a lot of talk about that.
Very interesting.
And the last one I have here is none other than Chairman Greenspan a few weeks ago came out with the brilliant comment is maybe it's time to look at a consumption tax. And there are people out there, some listening this morning, they're saying, yeah, let's get rid of the income tax and replace it with a consumption tax, such as a national sales tax or a value-added tax like they have in Europe.
Right.
Well, listen to me now. They are not going to take away the income
That's right.
tax. It's another sneaky way.
That's
they're coming
right.
up behind us. They've got their guns out. Oh, gee, let's rip off the American.
It's another alternative minimum tax.
You got it. They're not going to take away the income tax. I'll say that for the third time.
That's the thing. That folks, if you like what is going on in Europe, if you ever talk to those guys, they have property tax, they have business tax, they have income tax, they have the VAT tax, value-added tax, they call it, which is what Doug's talking about. They did not do away with the income tax. And Doug, the thing I'm concerned about, even if they said, well, if they did away with the income tax and replaced it with a consumption tax, I would still be concerned about them coming back later and adding an income tax.
Well, look at it this way, too. Let's say they do that. Okay, everybody's going to pay
5%.
Yep, everything that they buy with a sales tax. Well, who's going to be affected? Everybody, but the low-end people will be looking for exceptions. You're going to take
right.
it on, going to charge it on food? Probably not.
That's right.
They're going to have to have
some kind of a rebate for the poor, but that you're right, Doug. That's something we all have to watch out for. But that's a discussion we'll have another day. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us your website again, please.
Kirchin.com. KirchIn.com.
There's no T in Kirchin, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Doug. See you next time.
Thank you.
Don't forget to check out Doug on April 12th there on television. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.